Well, good morning, everybody. Here we are, and once again, be welcome to the Jimenez Podcast. Our topic for today is about a seismic risk. Earthquakes are unpredictable, we all know that. We never know when they could be right around the corner. In this case, Bogota has gone through 7 deadly earthquakes in the past, with a difference between them as short as only a year and as long as 90, but in average 40 years. The last one of them, not to scare anybody, was 54 ago. But as I said, earthquakes are unpredictable, but we'll get to that later. All these 7 earthquakes in the past have been above 7 degrees in the Richter scale, of course. None of them have had their epicenter in Bogota, though. Colombia, it's a seismic hotspot, and tectonic movement is not uncommon in some cities, especially in those in the mountain ranges or in the valleys, where the most important cities of the country are located. Like Bogota. So, what are the real chances of an earthquake happening soon in Bogota? And are we prepared for one? Are we actually prepared for an earthquake? Well, let's get into it. The probability of an earthquake affecting Bogota is high. Not only because of the tectonic movement itself, but also because of the vulnerability of the city. How it was built. The majority of the buildings in Bogota were not built to afford an earthquake, especially one past 7 degrees. And even less, the most historic part of the city. Some of the earthquakes Bogota has suffered are due to 3 main tectonic lines that can be serious threats for the city. The frontal line of the Eastern Range, the Magdalena line, and last but not least, the La Cajita line, located south of the city. Although this latter one is not active, its proximity to Bogota makes it a potential danger. Add to that, Colombia being one of the countries in the seismic firebelt of the Pacific, and the panorama does not improve very much. Of course, studies have shown that in the event of a nearby earthquake of only moderate magnitude, this city would be seriously affected and would cause thousands of deaths and injuries. We all know earthquakes cannot be predicted, although studying the past, we can tell that every century, Bogota has 2 to 3 big earthquakes. But because of the nature of the tectonic movement, we can't assure anything. What everybody knows, but let's be real, doesn't take too seriously, is that earthquakes can be prevented to minimize the effect they can have on our cities and on our daily lives. We've been told thousands of times to have a backpack with everything we would need in the case of an earthquake. To have a radio, batteries, food, documents, but how many of us do we really have that backpack near the exit of our homes? That is the real deal. That is what we have to think about. Think about ourselves. What would we do in the case of an earthquake? For more information, you can visit www.usgs.gov. This has been all. This has been Alvaro Jimenez. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for listening to us. And we'll catch you in the next one. Goodbye.